Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The FAA announced Thursday contract personnel unintentionally deleted files, disrupting a key computer system and prompting a nationwide ground stop on January 11th that disrupted more than 11,000 U.S. flights. Contractors were trying to correct synchronization between the live primary database and a backup database. Starting in November, before the midterm elections, about 20 top-secret government documents were revealed by President Biden's attorneys in a Washington, D.C. office building and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Democrat Representative Adam Schiff on CNN.
Whenever classified documents are found somewhere they shouldn't be, it's an issue. And we need to find out how the documents ended up there. And is there any risk that they were exposed to people that didn't or shouldn't have had access?
Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox.
Everyone's surprised at how this whole thing is unfolded. I still don't know the answer to why they were looking in the first place. What prompted them to go look on November 2nd?
As the White House claims there are no records of who visited the locations with top-secret documents, the Secret Service does, and will present them to Congress if asked. President Biden visited California on Thursday.
The country is here for you and with you. We are not leaving till things are built back and built back better than they were before.
During his trip to the Central Coast on Thursday, Biden said officials are cautiously optimistic that the worst of the storms is over. The series of atmospheric rivers brought heavy flooding and left at least 21 people dead. Biden toured some of the damage and met with first responders.
If anybody doubts the climate is changing, then they must have been asleep for the last couple years.
In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A TGIF to you, my friend. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A federal judge in Florida on Thursday ordered former President Trump and his attorneys to pay nearly $1 million in sanctions. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks ruled that they perpetrated a continuing pattern of misuse of the courts in order to dishonestly advance a political narrative in his lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. It should be noted the judge was appointed to the bench by former President Bill Clinton. New documents are revealing the CDC did not include serious adverse events like heart inflammation on post-vaccination surveys, even though the agency knew the issues could be linked to the COVID-19 vaccines. Even before the surveys were released in December of 2020, the CDC knew of a form of heart inflammation, since confirmed, as being caused by Pfizer and Moderna shots. And other serious adverse events were of special interest when it came to the vaccines. Union membership is down slightly in America.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says just over 10% of American workers were unionized last year, down 0.2 of a point from 2021. 40 years ago, more than 20% of the workforce in the USA belonged to a union. But with a higher population, the sheer number of union members now totals nearly 5.5 million. That includes about 250,000 new union jobs added in 2022. Several high-profile unionization efforts made news last year, including at Starbucks stores and Amazon warehouses. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, for the SHOT Show 2023. It is madness. I mean, in a good sort of way. I mean, it's neat to be around people that appreciate the Constitution. And certainly our Second Amendment, right?
Well, what you say reminds me of something that Fred Smith, I believe the founder of the Competitive Enterprise Institute, once said. He said, the Constitution isn't perfect, but it's better than what we've got now.
Amen.
I love that comment.
Thanks. I'll go with that. Hey, I got to share this with you. This, I was thinking about this the other day and shared it with a couple other people, and they thought it was interesting that, when I was in Hawaii, with the grandkids, we threw on Lion King. It'd been a while since we watched Lion King. And I thought this would be fun with the grandkids. And then I realized, I realized Joe Biden is Scar. Right? And the hyenas, they're replaced by all these oligarchs, these lever pullers, the deep state. Those are the hyenas that are destroying, America's pride rock here.
That's funny. That's a great analogy. And I think the voice of Scar, I think that was Jeremy Irons, I'm not mistaken.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Joe Biden role or something like that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but but hey, speaking of Joe Biden, we just keep finding documents lying around there, and of course his son, who he says he had nothing to do with his business, didn't know anything about what he's doing. Well, he must have known enough to understand that his son could handle a $49,000 rent check every month.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, think about that. That's about $600,000 a year. That is approximately 10 times the average American salary, if I'm not mistaken. And here's a guy who has no visible means of support, no actual job as far as I know. Somebody who's, I guess, probably at that time either in the middle of or just getting out of a serious drug addiction, and maybe sex addiction too. And yet here he is somehow being able to pay $600,000 a year to rent a house, and I guess having additional money beyond that to feed himself, buy gasoline, pay the utility bills, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And Joe Biden says, ask son, how are you paying for this? Or how do you propose to pay these huge bills if you don't have a job, et cetera? Didn't ask that question. Never came up. That was never broached over Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas eggnog or Biden's, Hunter's birthday, Joe Biden's birthday. Really? Or would you believe this? Never came up. No father-son conversation about this kind of thing. I find that just completely, utterly, totally implausible.
Well, of course, and then we saw in the emails that Hunter wasn't real happy about having to give so much money to the big guy.
Yeah, well, that's right. He and there's another email where he said something, he just told one of his relatives, you know, you don't have the burden of having to pay all the bills around here, including paying dads or daddies, whatever the term he used, bill for Joe Biden. So he's paying Joe Biden's bills. You know, maybe this explains how he was able to parlay $175,000 a year as a U.S. senator into having a mansion in Wilmington and this huge beach house out in Rehoboth and living, you know, quite comfortably for a guy making not that much money, with a wife who's working, I think, teaching community college, also not making a ton of money. You know, we've got your son paying your bills. That sure helps. And by the way, if person A pays person B's bills, does person B declare that on his tax return?
Exactly. Yeah, My point, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. And if not, that sounds like income tax evasion to me.
Well, you see, this is one of the things I brought up with Miranda Devine when we were first talking about her book, Laptop from Hell. I said, this smacks of tax evasion. She goes, well, they did, you know, he had a tax bill. He, you know, I'm talking Hunter Biden, supposedly paid it off. But I go, no, I'm not worried about Hunter Biden. I'm running the money to Joe Biden. You know, what's going on there?
Absolutely.
And so,
and I mean, look, if he wrote it down and then declared his whatever his payments he got from his son as income, that's one thing. I assume some of it can be transferred as you know, son to father gifts, I suppose, but not all of it. I mean, you can't. I don't think you just give a $500,000 year gift to your relatives and not have it declared as income someplace.
Oh, no, there's no question. Yeah.
They also apparently have an intermingled bank account. It's a joint bank account. So, you know, if you and I have a bank account together and I put money in it, you start taking money out of that bank account spending it, you know, that seems like a really comfortable money laundering scheme, doesn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, you know, speaking of money laundering, I mean, who are they entangled with in part? Can you say Ukraine, the money launderer capital of the world?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then with these secret documents, it turns out the secret documents that were sitting in the Joe Biden's garage next to his 1967 little green Corvette, apparently those dealt with Iran, United Kingdom, there it is again, Ukraine. Three very sensitive countries, you know, an enemy, a country we're supporting now in a war, and our closest, oldest ally on the planet. You know, it's all interesting stuff. And this stuff is sitting there in a not secure location, unlocked garage, with Hunter Biden having access to it since he declared Joe Biden's house as his official residence on various applications, including his credit card application. So here you got a guy who's highly compromised, tied up with the Chinese in business, tied up with the Ukrainians in business, having a drug addiction. And who knows, if someone said, hey, you know, you want this loan from us, you know, take a look, see what's sitting around your dad's house that we might find of interest and send it along. Or maybe he stumbled upon it and read it, maybe he didn't pass it along to anybody, but he doesn't have top secret classification. Shouldn't even be reading this stuff. We shouldn't have to ask these questions.
Exactly.
We just learned in the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday that not only did the FBI not raid Biden's house like they raided Donald J. Trump's house, Mar-a-Lago, they thought about it and then decided not to raid his house because they thought that Joe Biden's private lawyers going through all these records were being cooperative. You know, can you imagine if some kid is caught in high school with, you know, a bong and some bags of marijuana in his locker, and his high school principal says, well, Sonny, we're not going to check your locker. We'll just let your lawyer go through it, and he'll let me know what's happening. Other than that, you know, have a good day. Carry on. Can you imagine that? What kind of nonsense is this?
Well, it's total nonsense. I mean, come on. Here you've got, like you said, easy access, plausibly, of Hunter Biden having access to the documents. Now you have people that are not secured to handle these type of documents, the attorneys handling top secret documents. I mean, this is a fiasco. And then conversely, I mean, the story they're trying to come up with is after the fact. I mean, you know it as well as I do. This is all damage control, crisis management, and it's you just have to really take in the you know, the political grape juice to buy into this big charade. Because, you know, considering Donald Trump, they meet with Donald Trump, the FBI comes in, you know, hey, I don't know where the non-cooperation was taking place, but that's their narrative, that's their story to justify, you know, 40 FBI agents descending on Mar-a-Lago, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, these private lawyers who were allowed to go through Joe Biden's records and, you know, I pull out the classified stuff, how are we to know that they're not saying, oh, this is too juicy, this is the smoking gun that shows you that Biden took money from the Ukrainians to the Chinese, so, well, maybe just put that one into your briefcase, take it home, and then burn it finally. Stick it in a ball for the next 50 years.
Yeah, stick it in with your socks, you know. Pack it in with your socks.
Or like what happened with, remember Hillary Clinton's billing records in Whitewater?
Oh, yeah.
Somehow that stuff was taken out of the White House counsel's office.
Just get
private residence. And it sat there until a few days after the statute of limitations lapsed.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
At the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. He is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us. The bottom line of all this, DeRoy, is our institutions are all compromised. I mean, they're no longer credible.
No, they're not. And I always stress that in these instances, we have one of two problems. Either these institutions are indeed corrupt, which is a huge problem, or they're not corrupt, they look like they are, and then you have the appearance of corruption. And either the actual corruption or the appearance of corruption, either or both, will lead people to say it's a rigged system, there is no equal justice under law, there's a two-tiered system of justice for Democrats and for Republicans, with Democrats getting away with things, Republicans getting locked up. And this sort of thing just leads people to think it's not a fair system, equal justice under law is a joke, and just the mere perception or the appearance of corruption or illegality leads people to have to think very, very negatively about our society and not believe that this is the land of free and home of the brave.
Exactly. Well, the mere fact that you are affecting perception gives you latitude to play a game.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not a good game.
What it leads to
is, half the country believing that it's totally being screwed by the other half.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing, half the country turned against the other half of the country, that's at least unhealthy, and at worst, it's the basis of the Civil War.
Exactly.
Terrible stuff. And being on the part of the Democrats doing this kind of thing, and they're also setting a lot of precedent for future Republican action because of the way they handle things. Like, sort of the spectator, mm-hmm. Take a look at this piece, and you see over and over and over again the Democrats do things, and then they complain when Republicans want to do the same. For example, we have the situation in the U.S. House where Kevin McCarthy is going to boot Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff of California and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, very liberal Democrats.
Mm-hmm. And half of America, by the way, says it's about time.
Yeah, correct. About half time. The response is, oh my God, what a dictator. This is terrible. Look, the reason he's doing this is because Nancy Pelosi set the precedent. She booted Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, Mark Taylor Greene of Georgia off a couple of committees in 2017, and then proceeded to remove Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana from the January 6th committee, because they'd have to probably ask a lot of tough questions and expose a lot of wrongdoing on the part of Nancy Pelosi and Spiro Gosar, the mayor of D.C. on the run-up to January 6th. And, guess what? Nancy Pelosi set the precedent. So it's no surprise then that Kevin McCarthy steps forward and says, all right, you guys set the precedent of having the majority remove minority party members from committees. You set the precedent. We're going to follow that precedent. The Democrats set the precedent of raiding the home of a former president of the United States, in this case, Donald J. Trump. Well, guess what? A Republican president features feel perfectly comfortable to go and raid the home of a former Democrat president. So time and time and time again, we see the Democrats set these precedents. Well, guess what? It's good for the gander, and that's the kind of poison they're ladling out on us. We should become very comfortable ladling it out for them when we have the opportunity.
Well, I think we need to pull the string and hear Maisie Hernona's comment about, well, just shut up and sit down.
Then it just shut up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. I mean, all's fair in love and politics, is it not?
Well, it is, especially if that's the way they want to behave. You know, I hear some Democrats say, you know, why can't we all just get along? Well, it's hard. It's difficult just to get along when you've got Democrats breaking these precedents. You know, until Nancy Pelosi yanked members of the minority party off of committees, nothing like that had happened in 235 years or so of the U.S. House of Representatives. Up until the raid on Mar-a-Lago last August, never from George Washington forward had any former president's home been raided by the Department of Justice. And Democrats decided, hey, let's break those precedents. Let's start a brand new precedent. And once you've done that, you know, guess what? You've now laid the path for the people on the right, for the Republicans, to do that to the Democrats in the future. And when it happens, don't complain, because you guys started it.
Right, exactly. Well, the very thing the Democrats, you know, projected, like, hey, we don't arrest political opponents. Remember Hillary Clinton during the one debate with Donald Trump, and what are they doing? You know, the very thing that she said was only done in third world countries, that only people like Donald Trump would do, but it's the Democrats that have jailed people, and as we still have, you know, Jan 6 patriots sitting in jail waiting for due process, too many sitting in solitary confinement, and it's so bad there. It is so bad, DeRoy. They sent a letter begging to be transferred to Gitmo.
Wow. I was aware of the bad conditions. I didn't know that they said they want to be sent to Gitmo. That is amazing. And look, if these people are guilty, or if we have evidence that they violate the law, then charge them and try them. And if
exactly.
they're guilty, lock them up. And if they're not, they're innocent, they should walk. But to have this situation where people are sitting, as you say, in solitary confinement for just over 2 years now, this is the kind of thing we see in the Soviet Union, where you just sit there on ice without being tried, without being charged, not having any idea even what the accusations are against you. Just sit there and rot.
Exactly.
And this kind of thing is happening in the United States, not just one or two people, but dozens or scores, maybe even hundreds. It's amazing. It's again, something you expect to have seen in East Germany, or something you would have seen in East Germany, or the Soviet Union, or something now in part of communist China.
Exactly. Well, and you know, here they are, you know, getting away with this, and you know, and you got the leader McCarthy saying we're going to release 14,000 hours of videotape, and then Nancy Pelosi is invited to come in and answer some questions. What do you think?
I think we should see all those videotapes, let that out, let it all hang out. If there's nothing there, we'll see that, okay, there's not much there, and so-called conspiracy theories, quote-unquote, are not true. And if, in fact, we see things like FBI agents masquerading as Donald J. Trump supporters and encouraging people to attack the Capitol, and the things we fear might be there, we might see that, in fact, this entire episode was basically a giant Reichstag fire, like we saw back in
Germany,
with the, you know, staging an attack on the Reichstag, and then using that as an opportunity to gain more power and act tyrannically. And who knows, maybe this didn't happen, but we ought to let the tapes out, and either people will see that's the case or not the case, and the truth will set us free. And yes, I do think Nancy Pelosi ought to come in and testify under oath and explain why she blocked the 20,000 National Guard troops authorized by President Donald J. Trump before January 6th to keep the peace. You know, if in fact he wanted to stage this coup to overthrow Congress, why would he at the same time approve 20,000 National Guard troops to be on the streets of Washington, D.C. to prevent exactly that kind of thing? That makes as much sense as you and I trying to rob a bank and then call the police and say, hey, we're going to be at the Chase Manhattan branch in Boca Raton, you know, at 10 a.m., be there, be square. And you and I show up to rob the bank, and they got, you know, 25 squad cars surrounding the place. Does that make any sense? Well, that doesn't make any sense. It makes as little sense as Trump trying to overthrow Congress at the same time authorizing 20,000 National Guard troops to keep the peace, which then were blocked by the Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. Let's bring her, bring Pelosi and Bowser on Capitol Hill and under oath explain what they know about all this.
Exactly. And all these people, Nancy Pelosi et al., that lied to the electorate and perpetuated this narrative for political advantage and what they did, you know, to these imprisoned patriots, I believe that there is a price that must be paid for their participation in this big deception that they've purported and how they've compromised. And you talk about putting in jeopardy this Democratic Republic. Single-handedly, what they've done over the last, I would say at least the last two decades, but certainly they put it on steroids here recently, DeRoy. I believe they should pay for that.
I think there needs to be a political price for this sort of thing, and I'm sure we're all very disappointed that the GOP's House margin wasn't bigger and that the Senate, as we know, stayed Democrat. I mean, after all of their crimes and misdemeanors and massive incompetence, they really should have paid a much bigger price. Maybe they'll pay a bigger price in 2024, let's hope so. But there's so many ways in which, in just under 2 years, Joe Biden and the Democrats have created so much damage in this country.
Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. The Federal Aviation Administration announced Thursday contract personnel unintentionally deleted files, disrupting a key computer system and prompting a nationwide ground stop on January 11th that disrupted more than 11,000 U.S. flights. Contractors were trying to correct synchronization between a live primary database and a backup database. Starting in November, before the midterm elections, about 20 top-secret government documents were revealed by President Biden's attorneys in a Washington, D.C. office building and in his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Republican Jim Jordan on Fox.
I think everyone is surprised at every response we have gotten from the White House. Everyone's surprised at how this whole thing has unfolded. I still don't know the answer to why they were looking in the first place. What prompted them to go look on November 2nd?
A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is Daniel Natal, and he is the business ethics teacher and a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Hey, Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be on.
Hey, lots to cover here. Gosh, where do we start? It's just unbelievable. Well, let's just kind of ease into this just a little bit. Let's talk a little hockey here. All right, we've got a lonely Christian on the Philadelphia Flyers. He took a stand for his faith this week when he refused to wear a jersey featuring the homosexual Pride Rainbow logo and take part in a pregame ceremony dedicated to gay pride. Now, Philadelphia Flyers organization didn't have much of a problem with it, but you got the mainstream media just heads are exploding because... You've got an athlete who exercises his First Amendment right.
Yeah, exactly. A right that's actually, you make a great point, codified in the Constitution, that we have freedom of religion, freedom of conscience. And, he's Orthodox. So Ivan Pororov, I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name.
Right.
He showed great integrity. And from what I understand, too, tons of people are now buying his jersey.
Yes, right.
That they're flying off the shelves. So.
Well, the thing is that here is someone who, plays in this country. His roots are in his home country, and he has more commitment to his faith than others. I think this is quite the indictment and a reminder to all people of faith, it's okay to say no.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great, great message. Especially with the Orthodox. I mean, hats off to them because they're on the front lines of kind of, historical culture wars, right? I mean, like especially if you're from Russia or Eastern Europe, obviously, Islam is right there pressing in, toward the West. Mm-hmm. The historical wars there, and so it made them very robust. It made them very, kind of committed to their faith, and they have spines of steel, as opposed to in the West, we kind of had the geographical benefit of being, having that Atlantic Ocean there, having no enemies like on the other side of that, and so we got very soft, kind of like the dodo, where we just assume everyone's our friend, and we invite the wolves into the hen house, and this is somebody clearly who's been trained to spot the wolf and to say no.
Exactly. The other thing yesterday that came out was the Supreme Court made the announcement that they couldn't find the leaker after 8 months of investigations. I mean, how much of the people's money did they waste to come up with Bupkis?
Yeah, I seem to remember, too, at the time, within like a day of the initial reporting, they were talking about, the likely suspect. And I can't remember. Memory doesn't serve me. But, this seems very strange. People were pointing that out as well, that the leased granny who was taking a selfie in January 6th, 2020, has been tracked down by the federal government. But they somehow can't catch the leaker among a finite number of clerks.
What have we got? About 30 some, maybe three dozen options in play here. And all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot find the leaker. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is an assault on the judiciary, obviously, basically threatening them, and we've seen this as well with kind of the mobilized. I mean, when Christopher Wray of the FBI was asked about Antifa, and he initially said, oh, Antifa's an idea. How could we possibly go against an idea? And he was basically justifying his inaction against Antifa. Mm-hmm. And, Antifa was mobilized to attack, justices' houses, Brett Kavanaugh. Amy Coney Barrett, they had like mobs around their house. So this is a coordinated effort to intimidate the judiciary.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Well, and of course, heads are still buzzing over the severity of Joe Biden's scandals. I mean, he's got some serious trouble here, Daniel.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I mean, it is curious to note the media cycles. When the media starts to turn on, particular people, and I think that's probably why they were upset with Trump back in 2020, because Trump kind of was drawing attention to their blackmail material before they wanted to, kind of use it, selectively.
Right.
To always have it, on reserve to be able to take someone down.
Yeah, right.
And it looks like they may be deploying it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that's interesting is that one of the things that the Democrats do pretty effectively is that when they know they're in trouble, they'll plant a question out in the media to ask, you know, kind of the same thing that would happen with Lois Lerner, if you remember. And that's their way of getting ahead of it, because they kind of let that cycle go through. And maybe it's only maybe 72 hours, maybe 48 hours. And they'll say, why are you talking about it? That's old news. We've already solved that, right? I mean, they just gaslight us into thinking that it's a non-issue. But the problem is this president has just, you know, I don't know, Daniel. I mean, I shared with the audience, and I'll share this with you a couple of days ago, because when I was in Maui, I'm with the grandkids and we're watching Lion King. And suddenly it hit me. If you remember in the movie, when Scar takes over Pride Rock, I go, that's it. Scar is our president. And the hyenas is the administrative state that are pulling all the levers and just crashing everything that is America.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I wish I could follow you there and your metaphor, because I've never seen The Lion King, I'm ashamed to say.
Oh, you haven't? Well, now you watch it. But no. I like the first version myself. I thought it was much better. I think Whoopi Goldberg and Cheech Marin, I can't remember the third hyena, they were hysterical. They did a better job than the redo on it, and that's my favorite version. So watch that one. And it's the story of the king of Pride Rock, who is Mufasa. And he ends up dying, and his son has to go away, and he runs away because he thinks that he's the one. His uncle, who is Scar, convinces him that he's the one that's responsible for the death of his father, and so he leaves. And meanwhile, Scar allies himself with the hyenas, and agreement is that he's supposed to keep the hyenas fed, and they end up draining all the resources of the area, and it's not good. I mean, I'm telling you, the metaphor and America is, and Joe Biden and Scar, when you see it yourself, you go, oh, now I understand what Bill's talking about. I mean,
you wonder as well. I mean, Disney, I mean, those are some pretty deep themes. I mean, that sounds like Hamlet almost, you know, and it's kind of right. Embedded in like a pop culture, like children's like animated feature. But I mean, Disney, they were actually bought originally. I mean, they passed hands since. But initially they were bought by an outfit called Capital Cities, which was a front company for the Central Intelligence Agency. It was owned by, the CEO, I think, was William Colby, who was also the head of the CIA. And so he was running this hedge fund and it bought all of these media outlets. And that was one of the purchases that they had made. I think this was back in the 90s or early 2000s. So it is interesting kind of seeing, you know, the cultural influence that intelligence agencies have had. So you kind of do wonder what those deep.
I think that sometimes, like kind of what we're going through right now, it's so incredible, it's hard to believe. I mean, it's like you're waiting for a kid to come out of the crowd and go, he is naked. And then people, oh my God, you're right. You know, that it's something so obvious like that, that, you know, that we've just been deluded, you know, with this narrative that's been...
The Ivan Provorov guy, NFL guy, you know, the emperor is naked, the emperor is naked, and the solution to that is, of course, you know, put on a Rainbow Pride jersey. he's like, no, thank you.
Well, and maybe we might be there, Daniel, because it gives me glimpses of encouragement to think that the people have finally had enough of this silliness. Because, I mean, we're talking real life, real money. I mean, people are in pain right now because of almost a one single stroke by this. And I'd never thought in a million years I would speak like this, an incompetent president of the United States that would somehow think that it's better for us to be energy dependent than energy independent.
Yeah, I mean, that's a clear sign. I mean, we saw this with Obama when, Fareed Zakarias was calling him the first post-American president.
Yes.
We're seeing him as the global president. And so Biden, who was part of that administration, seems to be, you know, kind of taking that same tack, that he's going to do things that he sees as good for the global economy, even if that means sabotaging the domestic configurations
exactly.
of the United States.
Got to go to break. More from Daniel after this.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. Great to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Daniel Natale is with us, the business ethics teacher and a news analyst, commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, you mentioned Davos, and I'm watching some of this tape of, of Al Gore. I mean, he channeled his Greta Thunberg. He's just so over-animated about this stuff, trying to convince people. See, this is when you can tell that people, have lost connection with their senses. Is somehow they think if they scream at you and they're more emotional that, that it numbs the brain in such a way that common sense cannot be engaged, right?
Yeah, I mean, just to go back to that, the buzzword that they always use is the Anthropocene, which means, you know, man-made, the big,
yes,
big fancy word, man-made climate change. And I've always said, like Columbus, Christopher Columbus, he went to the Native Americans and he tricked them by saying, hey, I know I can make an eclipse happen. You know, I can make the moon disappear. Mm-hmm. Because he knew, of course, you know, that lunar cycles were based on the astronomical movements of bodies and not on, you know, the gods or man, you know, magicians, alchemy. But the Native Americans didn't. And so he correctly predicted this lunar eclipse, and all the Native Americans fall to their knees and they kind of worship him as a demigod. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why the Spaniards were initially not murdered. And, I mean, if you go back, Christopher Columbus had the benefit of systematic thought from the Greeks. Mm-hmm. It was Thales of Miletus, you know, 3,000 years ago, who was the first guy who noticed, you know, systematically that, you know, it was the astronomical movements of planets and not Zeus that was making eclipses. Anyway, but the long story short is you see this history of human beings manipulating kind of the gullible by looking at things. Bill Clinton himself, you know, yeah, Gore's running mate, you know, Bill Clinton himself said, you know, it's like the rooster taking credit for the sunrise, right?
Yeah.
So you have these people, like climate change happening because of solar cycles, mm-hmm, and you have these charlatans saying, oh, no, it's because of the sinful, you know, consumption of man, and if you just pay me money, I can make the solar cycle stuff.
Exactly.
Just like Columbus, dude.
Yeah, I know. This is amazing. And the thing two things are driving this thing. First of all, there is this consensus among this self-appointed elite, you know, Klaus Schwab et al., that the planet cannot sustain 8 billion people. I mean, their heads are exploding. I mean, I don't even know how they sleep at night, Daniel. When, you know, the new numbers of the world population come out and they're going, my goodness, you know, where's John Kerry? We've got to find a way to, you know, to eliminate people. COVID didn't do the job that we expected it to do to really, you know, cull the herd here, right?
Well, they had, Henry Kissinger had a memo back in 1973 called NSSM 100. And mm-hmm, in that memo, that was the first time that the United States had official state policy to do population reduction. And in that memo in 1973, they talked about the 8 billion mark being kind of a trigger, mm-hmm, you know, after which they would do, you know, start taking serious measures, which is, I think, what you're alluding to with the past couple of years. But, you know, there was a, just to touch on that point, there were one of the gurus, or two of the gurus of the sustainability movement are McDonough and Baumgarten. They wrote famous sustainability books, Cradle to Cradle and The Upcycle. Bill Clinton, by the way, wrote the foreword to The Upcycle. And in The Upcycle, they say that it is a myth that there are too many humans. And they actually talk about, you know, 8 billion humans. And they said, to understand the biomass of that, he's like, you have to understand that ants have five times the biomass of humans, you know. So ants, like, if you made them equal, there would be 38 billion humans to equal the current ant population.
Yes.
So they're saying, so if ants aren't a problem, you know, for Mother Earth, no, there's not even remotely enough humans to cover, mm-hmm, you know. So it's interesting that they're making that admission.
Yeah, and the thing is, Daniel, this is, you know, so farcical. Again, for those of us who are, you know, people of faith, and we believe in what God said, and we understand that God created the heavens and the earth. And this is the other switcheroo that they're trying to do, and that is, we've got a new God for you. In fact, what they did in Egypt at the last you know, climate conference was they introduced their own Ten Commandments. I mean, it's how hubris, how much arrogance for people to think that they're going to replace God.
Well, it's actually good that you're mentioning that, because it brings us back to your initial comments about Davos, Switzerland, with the World Economic Forum, and they were echoing a lot of the same rhetoric from the COP27 climate change conference back in November, I think it was.
Right.
And so one of the words that they coined at Davos just recently was polycrisis. And if you read the COP27 document from a couple months ago, they talked about the four motivating principles. One of them was traumatizing events. One of them was physical illness, like viruses. One of them was climate anxiety, and the other was food insecurity. And they said, if you use these four tools, you can basically subdue the population. You can make them so disoriented that they can't, you know, come after the elites who are crashing the economy. They very explicitly say that. They say in two places in the document. One is, you know, it would be, you know, prudent to do this, polycrisis, you know, so that people can't point fingers and can't identify culprits and villains.
Exactly.
And just following up on that.
Well, and it's all, when you look at it and consider what happened and what we went through with COVID.
COVID, how fear, even to this day, Daniel. I mean, it's almost like we need a corporate, couch moment with our therapist to kind of get over, realize what happened during COVID and the remnants of fear, how it is affecting how we look at our neighbors and one another. I mean, even to this day, you can be at church and somebody coughs, and I mean, people, like, you just see them react. I mean, it's like watching animals in the wild or something. All of a sudden, you know, they hear some noise and they all started scattering, you know?
Yes, the weaponization of mental illness, you know,
yeah.
And it was done very, very, with malice aforethought, you know, and if you read some of these documents, you know, put out by the globalists, I mean, they love using terror as a tool.
Exactly.
So we were kind of primed to think of, you know, like Muslim terrorists and terror, the age of terror, and our attention was distracted away from the billionaire class who was very openly using terror as a tool to, you know, move the political needle.
And, you know, and think about this. Here they are. They're blessed because they're able to operate with some levels of freedom. And what they want to do is absorb it, protect themselves at the expense of everybody else. And in the process, here are these elites who think they're all that in a bag of chips. They in essence, have rendered themselves stupid through their ideology.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of invoking the Bible there, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know, God has hardened their hearts, and they can't see. You know, so yeah, I mean, and this precedes their fall and decline. Mm-hmm. There are people talking about that after Davos that we may have hit peak. The Guardian said we may have hit peak globalization and peak Davos, mm-hmm. which means that we're really close to circumstances in which a lot of this power structure that we've been living with since at least the 90s and the fall of the Soviet Union mm-hmm. may be swept away.
Well,
Yeah,
and we need to follow the lead, as you said earlier in the first segment, of go figure, a hockey player. I mean, you know, an example of what you need to do just to say no to the idiocy and protect the integrity. I mean, for the sake of, you know, the cumulative intelligence, Daniel, and what most of us want is for the good of all concerned. And this elite class is taking us down a very dangerous road. Now, we know from biblical prophecy that we'll eventually end up there. I'm not sure that now is the time. I'm not setting any dates. I'm only just saying there's lots of signs, and this is all, you know, conditioning us to get us to that road that will take us to the final chapter of the book of Revelations.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if you look at the Christian worldview, it's about life. Life is kind of, you know, held as sacrosanct, you know.
Exactly.
God's first commandment, you know, be fruitful and multiply. Everything is about life. And then you look at the world since Henry Kissinger's memo, like the NSSM 100, where he very explicitly says we have to do population reduction, which means we have to start promoting things that lead to death. We have to start celebrating death and abortion and doing lifestyles that don't lead to procreation, you know, which is all with this jersey was about with the NHL. You know,
right.
It's about promoting death, mm-hmm. promoting things that do not lead to life so that we can reduce the population and take people's resources. You know, and that's what he said explicitly. He said the reason why he cited 13 countries that he wanted to hit with population reduction measures. And he said because if they're allowed to have large populations, their governments might use their natural resources on their own people. And we don't want that. So
right.
We want the natural resources. So we're going to start encouraging, you know, homosexuality, transgenderism, abortion, the pill, like all of these things. And that's what that Christian came up against. You
mm-hmm.
saw two worldviews clashing there, a worldview of life and a worldview of death.
You see, and all this takes us down to what you wrote about in terms of the, about the uniparty, this uniparty influence that has come upon, you know, even the political process here in this country, certainly.
Yeah, no. There was a great book called The Managerial Revolution back in 1941 by a conservative scholar named Burnham. And so Burnham was talking about how there's a tendency toward, in all industrialized nations, to go toward a uniparty, to go toward like a one-party state, you know. And that kind of just terrified me when I was talking to a friend of mine, Joseph Farrell, and he pointed out to me, and I never thought about it, the Politburo in the old Soviet Union was not the official Soviet government. That was the political political party. That was the Communist Party. China has run along the same lines, where the political parties basically took over the government. And so, like I've always said, if you look at, imagine the United States, if we're not run by the Constitution, but we're run by the Democratic Party.
Right.
That becomes the de facto government. And so you see the FBI weaponized to protect the Democratic Party, arresting people, spying on people, anything that, a bumper crop of CIA agents and FBI agents running for political office now under the Democratic banner. It's very strange, this push toward the uniparty.
And of course, for me, being raised, born and raised in California, that state is an example of where they want, this is this controlling administrative oligarchical class. California is kind of the poster child for this vision, isn't it?
Yeah, and one of the things that they usually do, and they've done this back in the Roman Empire even, they make the plea for efficiency. That why have several when you can, just have one, administrative apparatus, because it's just more efficient. We need more efficiency.
Supposedly.
Purposeful inefficiency.
That's it. Dan and Natal, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final...